Is your mailbox stuffed with catalogs full of trendy designer clothes for every member of the family? The other day I saw a pair of high-tech padded running shoes that cost nearly $50, and they were designed for toddlers who are barely able to walk.
Here's Dr. James Dobson with Family Talk.
More and more, we see adolescent clothes, attitudes, and values being sold to younger and younger children. Those perfectly beautiful fashion dolls and the related dating culture that go along with them are aimed primarily at the elementary school-aged market. Teenage stars, too, are marketed to the preteen set, which responds with appropriate crushes and fan mail. And rock and rap music with adolescent and adult themes is finding eager listeners among the very young. All of this can place our children on a very unnatural timetable, likely to reach the peak of sexual interest several years before it's due, with all the obvious implications for their social and emotional health. I believe it's desirable to postpone the adolescent experience until it is summoned by the happy hormones. Therefore, I strongly recommend that parents screen the influences to which their children will be exposed, keeping activities appropriate for each age. While we cannot isolate our small children from the world as it is, we don't have to turn our babies into teeny boppers.
Contact Dr. Dobson at myfamilytalk.com.